Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? I remember for the very first time reading those words in a children's book. It was the wicked queen staring into her magic mirror day after day after day. These days, we can see it in a movie, the new movie called Maleficent. It is the wicked witch, or the wicked queen, I should say, Maleficent, who's staring into this mirror and asking this question day after day, and surprised on this one day when the answer is not, "You are my queen," but another. And that other, who is the fairest in the land, is Snow White. And so Maleficent gets busy about undoing this Snow White and getting rid of her, because she'll have no comparison and no competition, because she wants to be the fairest of all. Comparison. We live in a world of comparison, and here in this simple children's story, sometimes animated, now acted, very ably, by the way, it got her into trouble. Comparison gets us into trouble all the time. Why does it? Because we'll always find someone who's better, prettier, or not so pretty, someone less than us. This game of comparison and asking, who is the greatest? We'll find someone above us and someone below us. Always. It gets us focused improperly, takes our eyesight and our focus off of what it should be, and gets us into trouble. The disciples are busy about this game of comparison, that on the way they have been asking themselves, who is the greatest? Is it me? Could it be me? And Jesus hears this argument on the way and picks up on it, giving us a clue that Jesus is aware of our private thoughts, our small whispered arguments, and even those deep secrets that we want no one to hear. Jesus asks them, what have you been arguing about? And they don't want to bring it up. They don't want to admit to it. But he goes on to teach them a very critical lesson, that those who follow him are not ranked according to best to the least, most handsome to the ugliest, most talented to the least talented. We're not listed that way at all, because Jesus says, whoever wants to be first, go to the end of the line. Become the last. And then you're learning the lesson of what it means to be humble. That like Jesus, when we talk about him becoming human flesh, he emptied himself in order to be God and flesh and our Savior. Jesus' words to his disciples were, follow me. Implied in there is, you follow me. And later, when he says, take up your cross and follow me, that second level of discipleship and following of Jesus, where it costs nothing at first, now it costs us something, because we choose to go the next level, the next mile, the more difficult route. Take up your cross, or better put, take up your challenge, because it is a choice we make. And it fits us what we choose to take up. You take up. You follow. The word you implied in that verb. Our focus is to be there, focused on how well we are following, how well we are taking up our challenge and following our Lord and Savior. Comparison never works. We can always find someone ahead of us, someone behind us. And in these days of aging eyesight, we can say, oh, I only use reading glasses. My eyesight isn't that bad. Good thing I don't wear Coke bottle lenses. Good thing I don't have bifocals or trifocals. or quadfocals or whatever we can do to make sure we've got everything in focus all the way along. Because as we compare failing eyesight, we're forgetting the key. Our eyes need correction. We're forgetting that sense that though we compare, we need corrective lenses. We're not seeing ourselves clearly. Whenever we see someone in front of us or behind, I've heard many who use the excuse or the balm for their own sense of well-being. At least I'm not as bad as. Again, we're comparing. And for a moment, as long as we can find someone worse off than we are, someone's situation that's more dire than ours, we're okay for a minute. The comparison is not fair. Not fair to them and not fair to us. Because the challenge Jesus has put before us is you. You follow. You take up your challenge. And so the question is, how well are you following? We heard in the skit, well, I go to church, and God answered, that's not what I'm asking. Well, I'm praying, but praying is more than just saying the words. Being in church, we can be here physically, but we're already at the store shopping because the list is long. And if the crush of work is really pressing upon us, we may be in church physically, but our mind is at work trying to get that done before the deadline hits. And for the students who have just started school, the assignments, the studying for the test that's coming tomorrow, we can be here, but not really here because our mind is on something else. The focus is you following Jesus. And so the question becomes, how well are you following Jesus? Because that's what Jesus is saying. The first must be last and servant of all. And then taking a child that's in their midst saying, whoever wants to be a follower of mine, become like a child. The simple obedience of a child. The simple faith of a child. The simplicity of a child that isn't working on tomorrow's to-do list, but is simply being in the moment. That's what Jesus is asking us to do. That whenever we are tempted to play the unfair game of mirror, mirror on the wall, there will be someone fairer. There will be someone greater, as well as someone less. And so I say to us, be more like Jesus and focus on your following Jesus and let others work on their part in following Jesus. There was a mother preparing pancakes for her sons, Kevin, who was 5, the older brother, and Ryan, who was 3. The boys sitting there at the table were arguing who would be the first to receive pancakes. Well, as mother was there at the stove cooking away, hearing the boys argue, she said, if Jesus were sitting here, boys, he would say, let my brother have the first pancake. I can wait. It was the older brother, Kevin, who very quickly turned to his younger brother and said, okay, Ryan, you be Jesus. This week, we're going to be tempted to play that unfair game of mirror, mirror on the wall and compare ourselves to some other human being. They may be better. They may be lesser. They may be more beautiful. They may be ugly. It's an unfair game to them. It's an unfair game to you. And so I challenge you to be more like Jesus. Focus on following him. And let others do their work at focusing on following him. Don't play mirror, mirror on the wall. You will lose. And you will lose. Let's turn in our songbook